Well, our next guest has to be pretty excited as it became official earlier today. Caleb Jones has signed a 2-year contract extension with the Edmonton Oilers with an AAV of $850,000. He joins us now. Caleb, congratulations on the extension. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you. Appreciate it.
I saw your mom had tweeted out that, this is something that's obviously been working on for a while. And, for a young player, Struddy was telling us how, when you're a young guy, you're just trying to establish yourself in the league. It's a real big boost mentally when a team wants to commit to you, months before your contract is up.
Yeah, exactly. If you see my mom on Twitter, you'll probably get a kick out of some of the tweets she's been throwing out there. But that's a different story. No, for sure. When they want to commit to you and let you know that you're part of the plans going forward and that they believe in you as a player, it gives you all the confidence in the world. So it's been something that's been talked about for about the last month now. But it's good to get done. And now I kind of just focus on, trying to get better and, continue establish myself at this level.
Yeah, Caleb, I love that because, now you just know where you're going to be for the next 2.5 years. And does that kind of put your mind at ease and now give you the chance to just completely focus on your craft, which is becoming a more complete, and then add some games to your resume to become a more experienced defenseman?
Yes, for sure. Definitely puts the minds at rest. Maybe gives you a little bit of boost of confidence that the organization believes in you. And, at every level I played, I've kind of, taken maybe a little longer than other guys have to adjust, whether it's junior or the American League. So I have full confidence in myself and what I believe I can be at this level. And I think I've been able to show that in spurts. And it's just about trying to bring it more consistently and, kind of mature into the player I'm going to be, hopefully for a long time.
Caleb Jones joins. Interesting. I like that, self-awareness. You said, hey, you know what? Other guys maybe can develop a little bit quicker, but I eventually get to where I want to be. And you've got to be who you are. You can't try to be other players and rushing the process of development. I'm sure like every young player, you'd all love to be superstars right away, but it's hard to do at the NHL level. You've obviously had now a pretty extensive stretch here with the Edmonton Oilers. Where do you feel your game has improved most from even the games you played, a few years ago or last year till now?
I think I've gotten a little bit better defensively. I still make mistakes, I feel like, but I think I've kind of rounded out my game a little better on that side of the puck. And I think trying to focus more on the defensive side of the puck maybe is, taken away from, a little bit that I do on the offensive side of the puck. But, the coaching staff's been very clear with what they expect of me right now in this moment. And that's, try to give them solid minutes and kind of low event minutes there on the third pairing. So, I try to just every night do what I can to help the team. And I feel like I've been getting better defensively and I can feel like my game's really starting to come on right now. So just try to keep getting better every day, like I said.
Caleb, I think a lot of Oilers fans would be interested to know the approach that Playfair, the assistant coach, the D-man coach on the Oilers, has with you players in-game on the bench. How does he interact with you after good or maybe a weaker type play?
He's really calm back there, for sure. That's what I've kind of learned off him. He's a calm guy. He doesn't say too much, but if there's something that needs to be said, he says it, and he has your attention because he doesn't say much. So, he'll compliment you or, let you know what was a good play or, maybe that you should have done something different. But for the most part, he's told me, you're an NHL player now, and, we have confidence in you and kind of go out and just play and be yourself. And, after the game, we'll look at video and he'll show me things then. But during the game, he's really calm and doesn't say too much.
Caleb Jones joins us, fresh off signing a 2-year contract extension with the Edmonton Oilers. You mentioned, making mistakes, and that's part of NHL hockey. 10-year veterans are still going to make mistakes. And you've wanted to work on your defensive game. When you're a defenseman and you're working on that, is it just reads, Caleb? Is it positioning? What are you working on specifically as a defenseman at the NHL level?
I think it's a little bit of both. I think getting up to speed, it's a bit of a faster pace than, say the American Hockey League. So, it's little things, right? The players are so good at this level and the game's gotten so fast that you always got to be in good position and you got to kind of try to keep tight gaps. And for a young guy, sometimes you maybe lose thought of that when you're first coming in. You think, oh, I've been an offensive guy, so I'm going to try to, make plays and be offensive. But, good defense can also lead to offense. That's something Jim Playfair has talked to me a lot about is, he wants it to the point where, you know, your good defending is creating transition chances for our team. So that's kind of the approach I'm trying to take to it right now. And I feel like it's paying off, and I'm going to, you know, keep getting better as the season goes on.
Caleb Jones joins us, fresh off signing a two-year extension with the Edmonton Oilers, taking through the next 2 years. Caleb, you know, the team, you know, as a group, kind of a tough stretch there before Christmas. Since that time, though, you guys have found your game. You know, Yamamoto's come up. Is there a different sense about this team, maybe something you felt earlier in the season?
No, you know, I think the group is it's a really good group of guys, and it's a really good leadership group. You know, no one really ever rests on their laurels. You know, I came up when they were really hot at the start of the year, and that's when I first came in. And, you know, the attitude never changed. Even when we were down, you know, we were in a lot of games, and, you know, we just tried to keep sticking with it. And, you know, right now we're on a bit of a hot streak that we're trying to ride, but the group really keeps a good level head, and, you know, we show up to work every day. And that's something I've been taking from, you know, the veteran guys in the leadership group.
Caleb, you've played a lot on your offside at the American League. You came up here, you played left, and then you've been playing right lately. And, you know, all the numbers suggest it's that much harder. You know, you're on your backhand more, and there are certain areas of the ice where there's a benefit. But, you know, playing in the toughest league in the world is difficult to begin with, and then you do it on your offside. How has that adjustment gone? And from the American League to here, you just talk about the speed. How much more of a challenge is it on your offside at the NHL than it was at the American League level?
Well, I will start off saying I probably played my right side now for about 4 years going back to junior, but from the American League to here, it's like you said, it's a little bit of a quicker game. So when you get the puck, it kind of needs to be on and off your stick. You don't really have that extra half second or second to kind of corral it, maybe stick handle and look what play you want to make. It's got to be on and off your stick. So, you know, it's a little tougher. I've been getting used to it. You know, I've been working with Jimmy about trying to face up ice a little more and get into position quicker, you know, on that offside so that I have a little more time to take a look and make a good play. But, you know, you got to feel a little comfortable on your backhand. And, you know, I'm really confident on my backhand. So if I have to make a quick little play with it, you know, I'm not afraid to do that. But I try to stay off it as much as possible, but it's definitely a little bit of a challenge up here, you know, kind of break into the league on the right side. But I'm just, you know, I'm just happy to get the ice time and, you know, try to keep getting better. And it's only going to help me in the long run, hopefully, in my career. So.
Oh, 100%, Caleb. And, you know, I love that you talked a lot about when you had the puck or attacking or that. But when you're on your offside, do you find it in some ways easier to defend, let's say, a one-on-one rush or a two-on-two rush as they come down on you?
That's a tough question. I would say it's a little easier probably on my left side. You just, you know, your whole life when you're playing on that side, you know, growing up, you're used to those edges, right? When you turn and pivot and do certain things. And, you know, you got to be really confident on your skates to kind of pivot the other way. And I've done it for a long time now, so I feel pretty, you know, comfortable doing it. But, if I had to choose one, I'd probably go to the left side to defend a one-on-one or a rush.
Caleb, we saw it last night. As a defenseman, we don't see it very often, but, you know, we're probably going to see it more and more, the lacrosse-style play from Forsberg behind the net. I know Dave Tippett said, well, if we defend that better, it's hard to do, and, you know, there's a lot of space opening. But as a defenseman, you know, do you have to be that leery of it, or is it still an outlier that it's not something that's in the back of your mind just yet as a defender?
You know, you kind of got to be weary of it. We've had conversations, you know, as a team about it. It's one of those things, you know, maybe if you get a read on a guy doing it, you can, you know, try to cut him off there. You know, the way Forsberg did it, it was one motion. He didn't even, you know, put his blade over. He just flicked his toe up and grabbed it. You can't do much there as a defenseman, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little bit of an outlier. You know, if there starts to be, you know, one or two every other game, I think there'll probably be a bit of a different way to defend it. But right now it's one of those things. If you can get a read on it, stop it. If not, you know, maybe tip your hat.
Yeah, 100%. It's amazing. Yeah. It's amazing, amazing. Caleb Jones joins us. Caleb, you know, when I played, there were some nights I'd be playing, I couldn't stop watching like a Chris Prong or a Scott Niedermeyer or a Lidstrom. When you've played this year, is there a D-man that, not that it's distracting from your own game, but just a guy you watch and say, no, I got to see how this guy moves around the ice because he makes it look quite easy what he's doing?
I'll go last game, Roman Josi.
Yes,
I love the way he plays. I really love his game. Like, he's, you know, I mean, he's kind of all over the ice, but, you know, he's built himself up to that in the league, you know, since he came in, and I remember watching him when my brother was a rookie in Nashville, and he was still young, and, you know, he wasn't playing like that, but you kind of tell he had that potential. And now, you know, last night, you know, he's one of the better defensemen in the league. So, you know, I love the way he kind of just always skating and kind of in attack mode, and he moves the puck well. So that's, I try to take a couple things from, you know, a guy like that, and hopefully one day I can, you know, do something like that.
Did you notice that sequence he had in the second period behind his own net? He had about two or three turnbacks and still got the puck out, skated out. It was like he was in a rocking chair, though. It was an amazing sequence last night's game.
Yeah, I think I remember a player talking about it. He might have made a backhand play up the middle, I think.
Yes.
Yeah. Exactly.
Unbelievable. Aren't those guys ice in their veins, huh?
Yeah, you got to have a little bit of confidence to pull that one off.
Have you ever tried the lacrosse move? Could you pull it off?
I don't think I could pull it off. That's not. I tried in practice a few times. You know, it's messing around with Bearsy or something, but that's about it. I don't think I could pull that one off in a game. I would probably just think about trying to wrap it in.
Okay. Have you seen someone on your team who looks like they could pull it off in a game?
I wouldn't be sure. I mean, would you be shocked if Connor did it? I don't think anyone would be shocked if Connor did
yeah,
it.
Right. Yeah, like, I don't think that guy can do it. Like, what? You can do anything that guy can
do. I could see Connor do it, or, you know, maybe even Leon. He's pretty crafty with a puck. Yeah. Maybe those Nuge, maybe.
Yeah, Nuge told me he flat out doesn't think he can do it. But
really?
Yeah, he might be humble there, but he just said, he goes, you need a curved toe. And he's got more of a flat one, he said. So, well, Caleb, congratulations.
Congrats.
on the 2-year contract extension with the Edmonton Oilers, and continued success.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it, guys.